This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, the third part of the message from Jeremiah 10:23, one verse that simply says this: I know, O Lord, that a man's life is not his own. It's not for man to direct his steps. What would happen if you found out that verse is true? Let's continue the message today from the book of Jeremiah. God bless you. I want to suggest to you today some thoughts about this verse about my life is not our own. Proverbs 19:21 says this: many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Think about that. Many are the plans in a man or woman's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. What does that mean? You can take your day timer and plan your life out, and you can get up at 2 a.m. and work on your plan for your life, but it's God's purpose that prevails. Have you ever used a phrase about somebody in your family? Don't raise your hand, but the phrase control freak. Has anyone ever called you a control freak? We all know what that means. A person who tries to manage everything and control everything. I'm going to say something that will surprise you. There's no room in the Bible for control freaks. There is no room in Scripture that I know of in the kingdom of God for control freaks, because there's only one who says, I'm in charge, and that's the Lord God Almighty. And yet, here's what I want to say to you. I said it in the first two services. This may be the most religious moment for somebody today to come to the place where you recognize that verse 23 isn't just a verse out of the Bible. It happens to be a reality of your life, to recognize that you're not in control. It's not your own life. Your life is not your own. It's not for you to direct all your steps. But God's hand is above your hand in directing what happens in your life. Do you know what the alternative to believing that is? Despair, depression, anxiety of all kinds, if you ultimately really believe that you're in control. I know many of you have heard this before. You've read it. You probably have it in a book somewhere, but I'm going to read it to you anyway. When he was 7 years old, his family was forced out of their home on a legal technicality. He had to work to support his family. At age 9, his mother died. At 22, he lost his job as a store clerk. He wanted to go to law school, but his education wasn't good enough. At 23, he went into debt to become a partner in a small store. At 26, his partner died, leaving him a huge debt that took years to repay. At 28, after courting a girl for 4 years, he asked her to marry him. She said no. At 37, on his third try, he was elected to Congress, but 2 years later, he failed to be reelected. At 41, his 4-year-old son died. At 45, he ran for the Senate and lost. At 47, he failed as a vice presidential candidate. At 49, he ran for the Senate and lost. At 51, he was elected president of the United States. His name, of course, was Abraham Lincoln. Some people get all the breaks. Some people get all the breaks. Well, you see what I'm saying, is that God's hand still prevailed. Get this. Listen, this is really important. Over failure, rejection, disappointment, dejection, all the words you want to use, God's hand was still there guiding, I believe, his life. You say, what does that have to do with me? Rejection, disappointment, sadness, grief, all those things are in your life or will be in your life. And you've got to believe today that God's hand somehow is above your hand and your life is not your own. It's not for you to have the final word on what happens in your life, but God is in control.
Well, believe it or not, I have a feeling this is speaking to someone listening today, maybe you. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.